Eagle 98.1, The Rock Station. All right, so it's the holiday season, and one of the things that we're super excited about this weekend is the Cortana Kiwanis Christmas Parade. On the line with me now is the chair of the parade, Heather Folks. Heather, thanks for joining us on Eagle today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the parade, some of the things that we are excited to see this year.
So we're super excited about the 72nd annual Cortana Kiwanis Christmas Parade. It is going to be this Saturday, December the 10th, downtown Baton Rouge. It starts at 5:30. The parade route can be found along with other details on our website, which is www.christmasinbr.com. We have 20 to 30 floats, big Mardi Gras style floats. We have about 14 bands that are going to be in the parade. We're also going to be having the Battle of the Bands while the parade is actually marching this year. No matter where you are on the parade route, you'll be able to see the bands perform. We have some dance groups. We also have some different walking groups. A lot of ROTC kids are going to be helping out, as well as key clubbers. And we have two really incredible grand marshals. We have Kevin Falk coming as our adult grand marshal, and then we have the Red Stick Elves, which is our children's grand marshal, and they are like the elf on the shelf. So something for everybody to come out and see. Of course, there's going to be plenty of food vendors on the parade route. Grab something to eat or drink. It's just going to be great weather and just a great good old time for families in the area. And we're just super excited to be able to bring the Cortana Kiwanis to the city of Baton Rouge.
Yeah, one of the things that you mentioned I wanted to emphasize, because I was asked this yesterday, the floats in the Cortana Kiwanis Christmas Parade are big, for real floats. This isn't just like a little flimsy parade.
That is correct. They are big for real floats. And we are very privileged to have a new float vendor. He's been around for about 10 years. Out of Plaquemine, actually, it's Komogo Float. But they are better than the floats that come out of New Orleans. They are pristine. They have music on the float. They have LED lighting on them. It's amazing.
And we're a proud sponsor of the Battle of the Bands, too. So that's always very fun for lots of folks, and for it to be along the parade route this year.
That is correct. And the bands are super excited. They're going to be performing in a couple of different areas along the route. So you're exactly right. It doesn't matter where you decide to come out and place yourself. You will be able to see a show at every different turn and corner along the parade route.
Wanted to chat about some of the incredible things that Cortana Kiwanis does here for the Baton Rouge community. I know that you guys are involved in so many different things.
Sure. We, just in general, Kiwanis is about kids. And so a lot of the events that we do, they circle around kids. At Bromar Elementary School, we sponsor what's called a Bugs program, which is bringing up grades. We also sponsor a builder's club at Mayfair Lab. And then we also sponsor the key clubs at St. Joseph's Academy and Mentorship Academy. We also do several different things with the Children's Hospital, with cystic fibrosis, other different nonprofit organizations around town. We do have some world famous jambalaya that we will go out and cook for different nonprofits at different events as well. And so we're able to bring that back to those nonprofits and help them in that way.
Heather Folks is who we've been chatting with today. She is the chair of the Cortana Kiwanis Christmas Parade, kicking off at 5:30 this Saturday evening in downtown Baton Rouge. Heather, where can I learn some more information on the parade?
Please go ahead and visit our website. It is www.christmasinbr.com. It has the parade map on there. It will list all of our sponsors, and it just has some really great pictures. You'll be able to see kind of what is in store for you. We also have social media through Facebook and Instagram, so look us up, and it's under the same tagline, ChristmasINBR. Share anything. Let us know, why are you coming out? Do you know somebody that's in a band? Do you know someone that's on the float? Are you ready to get some really cool bees? And of course, Santa Claus will be at the end of our parade. But we'd love to see everybody out on Saturday night. It's going to be beautiful weather.
All right, Heather. Well, we are very much looking forward to it. Again, that's ChristmasInBR.com. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you so much.